Food is fuel for your body, your mind, and definitely your sport. But let's face it, nutrition is confusing, and the expectations on girls and women to be thin and have a six-pack are exhausting. If you've ever been frustrated with your body, confused about nutrition, obsessed with eating healthy, or guilty when you don't, underate, overate, or overtrained, and overwhelmed with all the pressure, then this podcast is for you. Nutrition can be easy. You can take control of it, but it might start with letting go of control by asking for help and making a change. I'm Lindsay Elizabeth Cortez, sports dietitian and owner of Rise Up Nutrition, where I empower female athletes to overcome nutrition concerns and perform at their highest level, to stop being confused by all the mixed or harmful messages, and finally have confidence in your body as a fierce, fit, and fueled female athlete. Today's episode is thanks to our Patreon members and our affiliates and partners. Head to patreon.com/femaleathletenutrition to join our membership or donate to the podcast, and stay tuned to hear about some amazing deals and discounts from our partners, including Prevenix, Inside Tracker, Orgain, Practice Better, and Jen and Carrie. But for now, we're getting right to the show. Enjoy. Hello, fans, listeners, and coaches. This episode is definitely for the coaches, whether you are a high school coach, college coach, club team coach, professional coach, self-identified coach. I don't really care. If you are responsible for the training of athletes underneath you in any sport, then this episode's for you. I am Lindsay Elizabeth Cortez, your host of the podcast, owner and sports dietitian at Rise Up Nutrition, where I help female athletes overcome disordered eating and use food as fuel to perform at their highest level. So the reason this episode is for coaches is that part of my job as a sports dietitian over the past decade, as well as within Rise Up Nutrition, not only is working one-on-one with clients, but it's been supporting teams as well. So prior to Rise Up Nutrition, I worked as a sports dietitian at Florida State University, at the University of Georgia, and at the University of Texas San Antonio. And I've also done plenty of presentations for local high schools or clubs or youth teams and things like that. And then within Rise Up Nutrition, which is now a virtual practice, I do that virtually as well. I have done one-time presentations. I have done repeated presentations throughout a season. I have done actual contracts with teams and organizations, you know, supporting their athletes throughout the season. And so this is a need. You know, I really think that nutrition is best in the form of preventative medicine. And what I mean by that is if we can educate people on how to feed and fuel themselves to prevent issues, that's where I think it's best, right? So it starts with education, and then it comes down to action and implementation of that knowledge. And so again, my role as a dietitian, I educate and then I help my clients take action and implement that. Just like you as a coach, you don't just necessarily tell your athletes, okay, this is the workout. You tell them what the workout is, and then you coach them through it so that they can actually follow through and do it, right? And this is where, as a coach, you've got so much on your plate with educating your athletes, with coaching, instructing them, following through, actually having them show up on race day, competition day, game day, performing. You're also dealing with, you know, the mental aspects, the team function, building a culture. Like, there's just so much you're doing as a coach. And then part of that as well is, I'm sure you're concerned about their nutrition and their fueling, or you're seeing whether it be one athlete not do things right, or the entire team's culture and food situation just isn't going well. Then you have to add that to your plate and your list of things to do and what to coach and educate and help them take action on. And so I view that as my role as a sports dietitian, is to actually take that job as much as I can away from you. In a virtual setting, again, I can educate your clients and help them through. You're still going to be the one on the field or on the court with them every day, or going to a pregame meal with them to help them follow through with it. And that's, you know, exactly how valuable you are as a coach. You're not just helping them win the game, you're helping them live their life, really. But my role as a sports dietitian is to try and take one thing off your plate a little bit. There's a little nutrition pun for you, and at least provide that sound education on sports nutrition for your athletes, and also be a different resource. Because I think for so many coaches, I mean, your athletes are looking up to you for so much, but they also sometimes, I hope you don't take offense to this. Please don't take offense to this, okay? Keep an open mind with what I'm about to say. But you know that like teenager parent relationship where like parents know what's best for their children and their teens just kind of start blocking them out and kind of like don't listen to certain things? The same thing can often happen with a coach because they trust in you fully for, you know, your training and your workouts and the game. But then because you're like this life advisor in so many ways, because you do know how they should be fueling, because you do know what their mindset should be like, and you're giving advice there as well, they start to turn into that teenager parent relationship where they like, they'll trust you with their training, but like, I don't know what coach is talking about this whole nutrition stuff. And they're not listening to you, right? So please don't take offense to that. But I'm sure half of you are nodding your head like, yes, I'm telling them how to eat better and they're not doing it. Why aren't they doing it? And I hate to say this, but sometimes it just comes to getting that qualified expert in there or saying it in a different way, right? That's the same thing that happens with some of my one-on-one clients is I'm like, I know their parents have been telling them certain things about how to fuel, but coming from a different person and building that trust and rapport can be so, so, so valuable. So let me paint a scene for you that I'm sure as coaches you've experienced before. You've been, you know, training your team all season. They are physically and mentally ready for the big day, for the competition, for the game, for the tournament, for the race. And you're just so stoked to see your athletes succeed. You're feeling really confident in them. Everybody's pumped up. And then, you know, 5 minutes before the start of the game, your top athlete is, you know, eating hot Cheetos on the sidelines. And another athlete is nowhere to be found. They've just run off to the bathroom. They're having tummy troubles. And another athlete is coming up to you saying, Coach, like, I'm so hungry. I didn't have time to eat lunch. And you're just like, what the heck? We're supposed to be ready to go. This is the day, right? And they're completely failing on their nutrition. I've seen this happen. I've heard this happen to coaches all the time. And how frustrating, because again, I'm sure all season long you've been saying, make sure your nutrition's on point, and they didn't do that one piece, right? So have no fear. I'm so excited to share with you today that I have officially launched the Sports Nutrition Team Toolkit. This is an amazing resource that I have put together to help your athletic team succeed in their nutrition. So what I'd like to say is let my nutrition team help your athletic team. Let's bring in the expert here. Now, this is a resource that is available at any time and is available for a lifetime as well. Myself and my team of dietitians that work under me, we are all athletes ourselves. We have worked with hundreds of athletes over the years. We know how powerful sports, exercise, and competition is in shaping who you are and what you can be as athletes. And so as sports dietitians, this Sports Nutrition Team Toolkit is here to empower your athletes with the nutrition education they need so that they can fuel to perform. So as much as I love my Cheetos, I'm not recommending hot Cheetos right before the gun goes off for your race, right? So as a coach, this is an opportunity for you to use the Sports Nutrition Team Toolkit for your athletes and give them the education they need from trusted experts who have been working with athletes for decades and know what they need at this point. And I think just bringing in that extra voice and giving these resources, then it takes that education piece off of your plate. And now you can just, you know, remind them throughout the season. you know, remember what Lindsay said, remember what Rise of Nutrition said.
Hey fans, I hope you are enjoying this conversation so far, and we'll be back to it in just a moment. But first, I want to pause and let you know that this episode is brought to you by the Female Athlete System of Transformation, aka the Fast Track to overcome disordered eating and use food as fuel to perform at your highest level. The Female Athlete System of Transformation is my unique program and proven systems to guide female athletes to understanding and implementing the proper nutrition for their sport, life, and health. Myself and my team of registered sports dietitians work one-on-one with clients to address their unique needs and counsel them through the nutritional and behavioral changes needed. Many female athletes who resonate with disordered eating, mental guilt around food and body, relative energy deficiency in sport or female athlete triad, amenorrhea, repeat injuries due to negligent nutrition, or frankly, just a lack of knowledge and understanding on their fueling needs, have seen incredible success in the Fast Track. After years of working as a sports RD, I've compiled the most effective ways for female athletes to learn nutrition, be supported, be challenged, and ultimately find their success with fueling as fast as possible. So don't wait another day. Get to your goals faster by joining the Female Athlete System of Transformation. Look in the show notes or head to the website to book a free call and learn more. Okay, now let's get you back to the conversation. Enjoy.
Okay, so what exactly is the Sports Nutrition Team Toolkit? So what it is it's online materials that you can access right now. I've got 2 hour-long presentations on sports nutrition. The first one is Fueling Fundamentals. We go over macronutrients, nutrient timing, performance plates, hydration, products to consider to help your day, whether it be, you know, snack products to consider, pre and post workout fueling to consider. So we've got that first video of your fueling fundamentals, how to set up your day-to-day nutrition to support the needs of an athlete. And then the second hour-long video is performance specifics. So this is specifically pre-training and pre-game fuel, as well as post-training and post-game fuel. We hit on the importance of recovery, acute recovery, as well as all-day recovery. And we hit on game or meet day fueling, foods to eat on competition day, foods to avoid on competition day, nutrient timing there. And last in this performance specifics video, I talk about safe and effective supplements that might be considered for athletes. So you have these 2 videos that are jam-packed full of information. Now, I know 60 minutes might be a little bit long for the attention span of certain athletes. So you are free to break it up. You know, you could, first and foremost, you could do 1 video, you know, preseason, 1 video midseason, or you could do, you know, share 20 minutes of each video, you know, before practice one day for, you know, a few weeks in a row. So they're getting little bits. I mean, you have lifetime access to these videos, so you can watch them, sit your group down and watch it all at once, or, you know, right before practice one day, gather them and watch 20 to 30 minutes of 1 video. And then the next week, watch the remaining 30 minutes of that video. You know, this is totally up to you and how you want to use it. But I will say from my experience that when I work with teams and coaches and we do live Zoom virtual presentations, these are the 2 topics I cover. So if I've never met with a team before, I do the fueling fundamentals first, and I usually do an hour-long Zoom call. So if you were to schedule me in for, you know, a live presentation, this is exactly what I would do. And then if you want a follow-up, a second one, I would do the performance specifics video. And then from there, like when I work with teams more for contracts throughout the year, then we might dive into more specific topics like, hey, we're going to do a deep dive on iron, or hey, we're going to do a deep dive on hydration, or we might just do a Q&A session. But no matter what, when I first meet with a team, these are the necessary things. And so now you don't have to send me an email and coordinate a time, because it's honestly hard across different time zones all across the country and when school gets out and things like that. Now you can download the Sports Nutrition Team Toolkit. You can have these videos right now. You can, you know, get in a conference room with your athletes and pull this up on the big screen and watch it right now. And you don't have to schedule me in. You've got me at your fingertips. So you've got these two amazing videos jam-packed full of that information, fueling fundamentals and performance specifics. So again, macronutrient overview, nutrient timing, performance plates, hydration, products to purchase and consider consuming to fuel, pre and post training fuel, game day, meet day fuel, the importance of recovery, acute recovery, long-term recovery, and safe and effective supplements. All of that information available for you presentation style. Now, in addition to that, we have in the Sports Nutrition Team Toolkit downloadable handouts. So I have 12 pages of informational handouts that you can print off or make available digitally to your athletes and your team. These handouts include topics including antioxidant foods, high iron foods, good protein sources, the best bars to consider, right? We want to choose whole foods as much as possible, but convenience of being an athlete, you need to throw a bar in your backpack sometimes. And so bars and products to consider. We have a handout on the risks of underfueling and red S as well. And of course, information for, you know, more resources, more reliable information there. So we have 12 pages of informational handouts that they can always refer back to, food lists and such like that. And then I put together 17 recipes. I know 17 is a funny number. I started with 15. It was 5 breakfast, 5 meal ideas for lunch, dinner, and 5 snacks. And then, I don't know, I just threw a couple extra in there because I wanted to. So you have 17 recipes. And these recipes are created by me, designed by me specifically for the athlete who might have either little cooking skills and knowledge or just little time, because even for some of our athletes who enjoy cooking, we just don't have time to, right? So some of our recipes include things like energy bites or a really quick lunch bowl or freezer breakfast burritos, things that either can be quickly and easily made and stored in bulk or batch, or things that are microwavable. I forgot about that. I have some microwavable recipes to just remember for our athletes that are living in a dorm room. Hey, this is something that works with a mini fridge and a microwave. So little cooking, but enough to where they're actually feeding themselves and not just going to fast food all the time or skipping lunch. And again, as a coach, how I'd recommend that you use these recipes for your athletes. One, just giving to them to your athletes, great, as like a packet, wonderful. Maybe taking it that step further of if you have a team captain, encouraging the captain to do, you know, a bonding night where they maybe make a recipe together. Or if it comes to, you know, a really busy week of travel, maybe you kind of challenge your athletes to, hey, how many of you are willing to make the energy bite recipe to have, you know, this snack all week long because we're traveling? And, you know, either make it together as a team, as a bonding night, encourage your captains to do that together, or challenge them during certain weeks, maybe even preseason, especially preseason camps that you might be hosting. These are really great opportunities to encourage them to get in the kitchen and make something. And it creates that culture from the start of fueling better and taking ownership of the food that they put into their body. I'm also going to go back to the handouts, and I mentioned like different products that I have. And maybe that's another thing that the captains kind of organize is like a team trip to the grocery store together. You know, there's so many ways that you can encourage your athletes to use these handouts and recipes in order to create the culture of better fueling on the team. All right, last thing that's included in the Sports Nutrition Team Toolkit is actually a bonus video on the red flags of red S. If you are a listener of this podcast, then you know that red S is a specialty of mine. The healing, I should say, of red S. Healing red S, helping athletes overcome red S is absolutely a specialty of mine. And so not only that do I have a passion for it, but also the reality just that it is pretty darn prevalent in athletes, unfortunately, and it's super not helpful to their performance and their success. Like you're not going to be the best athlete you can be. You can't achieve optimal performance if you go down the path of Red S. And so I just included a 20-minute bonus video about, you know, what is Red S, what are the red flags there, and how to seek help, and also how to prevent it. And so I thought that would be important to add in there. And again, in the Sports Nutrition Team Toolkit, tons of other resources, links for more information if you need it, how to refer an athlete on your team if they need that. And then I'll add in here as well, like I mentioned, over the past few years, I've been offering contracts with teams and virtual presentations. So the idea here is now that instead of going through that hassle of scheduling me in with all the time zone stuff, like get the Sports Nutrition Team Toolkit that you have lifetime access to at any time for your athletes. They can get those presentations that are honestly feel like a live presentation anyways of me speaking to them. And then if you as a team feel like we need more support, we want a Q&A session, then we can schedule that in as well with myself or another dietitian on my team. So again, coaches, let my nutrition team help your athletic team. Go to my website, www.riseupnutritionrun.com/team toolkit, and you can access the Sports Nutrition Team Toolkit now to help your athletes currently and for years to come. And then if you need more, we can get in contact for future work as needed or as as it arises, I think. But I'm telling you, when I work with teams, like this is what I cover first and foremost in the beginning. This will cover, 90% of what your athletes need to know about their nutrition and fueling better. And so I'm super excited that this is finally launched. Because, you know, kind of going back to my why I wanted to develop this, you know, I'm on a mission to help as many athletes as I can learn how to fuel. It's something I've been doing for years. And again, it's a specialty, right? Like there have been so many coaches that call me up and say, well, we have a campus dietitian, but she really doesn't get it. Or we had a nutritionist come visit us a few years back, but the athletes really didn't vibe with him or vibe with her. Like it's because nutrition isn't just nutrition for everybody. Nutrition for health is different than nutrition for athletes, which is different than nutrition for adults, which is different than nutrition for weight loss. And so if you've got a team of athletes that want to learn how to eat better and fuel to perform like that, and that's what they care about. I'm thinking about a high school team right now. They're not thinking about their health, and health is important. Okay. So I've got that in mind when I'm presenting these materials, but I'm not here to educate them on the long-term risks of cardiovascular disease. I'm just here to tell them how getting more color on their plate can give them more antioxidants to help them recover and help them perform better. And that's what catches their attention, right? So it is just so many coaches over the years have told me that they're struggling to get the right nutrition information or the right people in front of their athletes. I know there are over 2,000 NCAA programs across all the three divisions. Very, very few have a sports dietitian, about less than 5%. And the sports dietitians that are available for NCAA athletes, they're mostly in those Power Five conferences. And even then, I'll take it one step further. Even then, it's really hard to reach all the athletes. Like when I worked at Florida State, I was one of two dietitians, and that was great. But one dietitian worked solely with football, and then I worked with all the other teams. I had hundreds of athletes. And so it was really hard to create that like personal connection as much as I tried.
Fans, I hope you are enjoying the conversation. We are going to take a quick pause so I can tell you about our partners. They are so valuable in providing you with amazing products and helping keep this podcast going. First, Prevenix. Thanks to their incredible Joint Health Plus product, my aches and pains from running and honestly being a new mom, as crazy as that sounds, have literally disappeared. As I continue to push my body physically as an athlete, and frankly, as I continue to age, I was shocked at the aches I was beginning to feel in my knees, wrists, ankles. It seemed like omega-3s, curcumin, nothing was really working. But after just 1 month of Joint Health Plus from Prevenix, I felt a drastic improvement. Honestly, this is something I rarely experience with supplements, but Prevenix uses quality ingredients backed by sound science. Their products are pharmaceutical grade with extensive testing for safety, quality, and purity. They offer other supplements, including probiotics, omega, immune health, and a multivitamin, which I also use daily. And the science behind their multi has changed my opinion on multivitamins altogether. I used to never recommend them or take them myself, and now I recommend and take Prevenix Multivitamin Mineral and Antioxidant Plus daily. I am so impressed with Prevenix, and I can't wait for you to try. You can get 15% off your first order using the code RISEUP at checkout. The company also offers 100% money-back guarantee within 30 days because they stand by their products, and so do I. Head to Prevenix.com, Prevenix.com, and use the code RISEUP, one word, at checkout for 15% off. For nutritional shakes and bars to fuel your body, head to Orgain.com and use the code RISEUP30 for 30% off your first order. Orgain's ready-to-drink nutritional shakes are my go-to to throw in my bag when I'm heading to the gym or to a trail to run, so that when I'm done, I've got a recovery option to refuel and rehydrate with right away. Orgain makes nutrition and sports nutrition that works. For repeat customers, check the show notes for more. And again, first-time customers, head to Orgain.com and use the code RISEUP30, all caps. And last, ladies, moms, every mom is an athlete. That's why Jen and Carrie have designed the best nursing and pumping sports bras. I cannot rave about these enough. I hate that most maternity bras have clips and don't support being active, but Jen and Carrie get that because they're moms and athletes themselves. They want you to be a mom and an athlete. So their stylish and athletic high-impact bras allow you to crush your workout and then feed your baby with comfort and style. They have saved me during this time of my life, keeping up with sport and momming. Please go check them out at jenandcarrie.com and use the code RISEUP10 for $10 off your order. You won't regret it. Again, jenandcarrie.com, RISEUP, all caps, RISEUP10 for $10 off. Let's get back to the episode.
More recently, when I worked at the University of Texas, San Antonio, I was a contractor there. So I was their only nutrition resource for all of their sports teams, all seasons, all genders, and I only worked there 10 hours a week. So there was very little I could realistically do to really influence the teams as much as I tried. So as many teams as I could, we did group education, and then I offered one-on-one consults, and I coordinated with the athletic trainers and this and that. But most schools don't even have that. I mean, at least UTSA had that. Most schools don't even have that, right? Only 5% of NCAA programs have a sports dietitian on staff. So that leaves 95% of NCAA schools without solid nutrition support. And we haven't even begun talking about high school or club teams or gyms or local recreational teams or travel teams. I mean, oh my goodness, there are so many athletes that lack the nutrition guidance. And we do know that getting them this education when they're younger is going to be better. I actually just got off the call with a 32-year-old female athlete who previously competed competitively in college. And, you know, she was just opening up to me, looking into our nutrition services. But she just shared the fact that she's like, I've learned so much recently, but I just did not know this when I was in college. When I was actually competing at a high level, I did not have this nutrition knowledge. I didn't know how to fuel myself. I was stuck in that diet mindset, caring about my weight. I didn't really have good access to food because of it was just the dining halls and a microwave. And she had no clue the risks of underfueling or red S or metabolic injury and things like that. And it's like, yeah, people, like, you don't know this until you learn it. And where are we going to learn it? We're not learning it in school, right? Thankfully, nowadays, and due to my podcast and many others and social media, again, social media, it's got its pros and cons. And one of them is there is more information out there. But I think it's also for, I'm thinking about, you know, the high school and college athlete, it's still so confusing. Because there's more nutrition information out there, but there's conflicting nutrition information. There's the wrong nutrition information. And then we have TikTok. I don't even want to go there with the harmful nutrition information on there, what I eat in a day, detoxing, all this blah, blah, blah. That's just like so harmful for an athlete. So you as a coach, now, if your team, your club can't, you know, hire a full-time dietitian, that's okay, because that is why the Sports Nutrition Team Toolkit is here for you. That is exactly why I developed it. I wanted to reach more athletes and more teams, and I wanted to support the coaches. Okay, so how do you get it? You can literally get it right now. You go to riseupnutritionrun.com. That's my website. /team toolkit. Team toolkit. That's it. riseupnutritionrun.com/team toolkit. And you click the button that says gain access now. And once you submit payment, you create a password to the website. You have access to the 2-hour-long sports nutrition videos, fueling fundamentals and performance specifics. You have access to the 20-minute video bonus on red flags of red S. You have access to the 12 pages of informational handouts. You have access to the 17 fueling recipes, as well as resources on how to give your athletes more support, be it connecting them with me for one-on-one consult, giving them, you know, links to blogs, great podcast episodes for them to listen to, just so many more resources. This is your team toolkit on sports nutrition. It is available right now. And I want to just say a few other things. Available now, lifetime access. Because once you create your username and password to the site and have access to it, you can keep going back in. So you can use this year after year after year, right? If you are a high school or a collegiate team, or what am I saying? Even a club team. You have new athletes every year. You know, that's part of your job too. Gosh, all the jobs you have as coaches, recruiting, right? So you have new athletes every year. So maybe you purchase it this year and use it for your current athletes, for we're in spring sports right now. And then in the future, you show this, you sit down your incoming freshmen or your transfers, your newcomers, and you provide this information to them. Or maybe you do it once every 2 years. It's totally up to you, but you have lifetime access to all of these materials. The handouts, the downloads, you can post these up in their locker room. You can, if this is a youth team, give them to their parents every year, remind them of them. So this is a lifetime access and reusable year after year. Another great feature is it is gender and sport neutral. So yes, in my one-on-one services, I do specialize in female athletes. However, this product, the Sports Nutrition Team Toolkit, is gender neutral. It works for all genders, all sexes, and it is sport neutral as well. Again, maybe if you're then looking for tweaking based on your sport, that's where booking in a live Zoom call could be helpful afterwards. But let's get the Team Toolkit to your athletes first, because this covers the needs of most athletes. And then if we need to be sport specific later, we can, but it is gender and sport neutral. So what a great resource for any coach. I do believe this is ideal for high school, college, and club teams. If you are a coach in some other aspect or regard, and you're not sure if this would be appropriate for your team, just shoot me an email and we can chat about it. But for most of the definitions of coach that I can think of, I think this is ideal for your athletes. And again, you can also just use it for yourself as a coach. Like, you can use this for yourself to just learn and watch and have these resources and share to your team. Or you use it as a way of, like I said, get your team together in a conference room and throw the video up on the big screen and have them watch it and give them access to it themselves. But you are the one, you know, who owns the product per se and can use it however you feel fit for your team. So, and then last, like I said, options. Once you purchase the Sports Nutrition Team Toolkit, there are options for further consulting or live team presentations to specify if needed or build out a contract if you do need more help for your athletes. But man, this product is really amazing. I'm so excited for it because it's literally exactly what I've been doing with teams for years that I've now packaged together to make it available for you right now. Right now it's available. So riseupnutritionrun.com/team toolkit. Gain access now. You can always shoot me an email if you have further questions. Oh, I didn't share the price. I will be transparent about that, because you would find it out on the website anyways. So it is a one-time payment of $899. Again, that's $899 for your entire team. You could have a team of 10, you could have a team of 50. And again, this is lifetime access and reusable year after year. So your team of 20 and over the course of, you know, the next 4 years is theoretically a team of 80. That you're getting this for just $899 total. So what a deal, what a steal as well, because live presentations are pricier than that. So deal and a steal, an amazing resource for your athletes. Head to riseupnutritionrun.com/team toolkit. Oh, one last point I will make, even though in the beginning of this episode, I said this episode is for the coaches. If you are an athlete and you've come this far and you're listening to this, wonderful. Send this to your coach. Send this podcast episode to your coach. If you're an athlete and you want this information for yourself and for your teammates, send it to your coach and have them purchase it. Okay. I suppose technically I don't have any way, if you're not a coach, like you could still gain access. So if you're a team captain and you want to get this for your team, like you can. I just typically would assume that a team has, you know, they have budgets and they have booster clubs for these types of things. So I don't want some young athlete necessarily paying out of pocket when it's something that's designed for the whole team, right? So send this to your coach and say, hey, we should really do this. But I definitely do that because so many of my clients that work with me one-on-one also say like, oh man, Lindsay, like I wish my coach and my teammates knew what I know now after going through your program. Well, now they can. So shout out to all my past clients as well. Send this to your coach because what you learned with me, you can now make available to your entire team and to your teammates to help them fuel better and fuel fiercely. All right, ladies and gents, thanks for listening. One last time, riseupnutritionrun.com/team toolkit. So excited for this product to be released. Go tell your coaches, tell your teammates, tell your friends. And let me know if you have any questions. Well, everybody, thanks for listening. I really hope you enjoyed that episode. And if you did, if you are a true fan of female athlete nutrition, then I would love if you could support our podcast by spreading the word. Share a review on your listening channel. Give us 5 stars. It really helps get the word out and get the show more views to positively impact others. Also, you can support the podcast by joining our Patreon. Head to patreon.com/femaleathletenutrition to consider a donation, or even better, join our membership where you get extra monthly content and perks. We don't want you to simply listen alone. We want you to be a part of a community and a movement of fierce, fit, and fueled female athletes. So patreon.com/femaleathletenutrition is where you can do exactly that, learn more, and join. A huge thanks to our affiliates and partners as well. Once again, Prevenix, Inside Tracker, Orgain, Practice Better, Jen and Carrie. Please go check them out and their links in the show notes where you can get deals and discounts. Last, be sure that you do more than just listen. If you need help with fueling, it's time to take action. Head to my website to learn more. You can either book a free call with me to learn more about our coaching programs and how we can work directly with you, whether it's the fast track or otherwise. Or you can take our online self-study course, Female Athlete Nutrition. You can literally sign up and gain access right now. You can explore our downloadable products, including the Red S Recovery Guide, High Iron Fueling Guide. Or if you are a coach of a team, check out our brand new coaches toolkit for teams. You can also just learn more. We have a blog, a Red S quiz to see if Red S is affecting you. If you need help, I want you to get help fast too.
too many girls and athletes struggle with nutrition, but you don't have to any longer. You can rise up with the power of nutrition, take action today in any of these avenues, and become fierce, fit, and fueled. Links in the show notes, and we'll see you next time.